Okay, today's daf is Beitza Daf Yud, and we are getting into Sof Tumalatze. Sof Tumalatze, that's the sugi here brought up. Ahalas, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Says the Mishnah, Meis Babayis, Velo Psachim Harbi. If there's a mace, a dead body in a house, and there's a lot of doorways to get out of the house, Kulam Tameim, all the doorways are considered Tameh until you know for sure which doorway the mace is going to go out of. So they are all considered Tameh. Any Kalim outside any of the potential doorways are going to be Tameh. Niftach Echad Mehem, but once one of them is open, so then Hu Tameh V'Kulan Tahorim. So then that one is Tameh, but they are all Tahor, because now you know for sure which one. Meaning, once you open one of the doorways, the mace is not in the doorway yet, but once you've designated and you know which one is going to go out, it's Tameh V'Kulan Tahorim. Chashav Lahotzio Be'Echad Mehem, what if you thought about, you didn't open one of the doorways, you just thought that you're going to take it out one of the doorways. Right, even if you thought about opening up, taking the mace out of one of the doorways. And that's the machlokas. Beishamai says you had to have thought about it before the person died. Right, but and Beisilo says no. Af bishi yamas hameis. Even after the person dies, now you think about it. So now, even without actually opening, that would be good enough. And the Gemara gets into the sugya of brera, of how do you, are you allowed to take a later clarification and see its roots in the past? In that way, saving all of the kalim that are under the. Under those doorways. That's what Rashi says. V'kasalka daitach de bebreira pligi. U'bekelim shayu bohem v'misal ha-machshava. And the kelim that were there between the death and the thought, Beisilo says, those would be saved because breira allows you to put the thought back in the past and then to save all the kelim that were in there in between. So this is an amazing halacha of sof to malatze. So again, the first part of the halacha. Until I know which doorway I'm going to go out, they're all tameh. So what type of din is this? 2 points. Number one, Rashi here seems to say it is a din derabanan. Rashi's lashon here is kulam tameim. Kol kelim hamunachim b'chalal apsachim tachas ovi atikra shal pesach tameim. V'yavu v'shino tachas gaga ma'al al-meis. Even though it's not in the same roof that the mace is in, the doorways somehow were separate roofs. Why? Rashi's lashon shegazru chachamim tuma al makom shu derech yitzias hatuma shesof latzeis derech sham. Chachamim were gozer tuma on any place where the mace is going to go out. On a doraisa level, if a mace is in the, under the same roof as a as anything, it's batamiyet. But now this din derabanan, Rashi says, is any pathway that I foresee the mace is going to go out, even if it's not under the same roof now, that also is Tameh. That's the Lashon of Gazru Chachamim. And if you look in the Rav, the Bar Tanura on Meseches Ahalos, he also says the same thing. Quotes Rashi, Shegazru Chachamim Tuma Alamakom Shu Derech Yitzias Tuma Shesofo Shalmeis Latzei Derech Sham. Right, it's a Tuma Derabbanan. And the Meiri also as well. The problem is, not the problem yet, other Rishonim don't say, don't quote this Derabbanan. Who says this is a Didrabanan? Where do we have such a gzeira? Right? So maybe it could be, but we don't have evidence of that. If you look at the Shita Mukubetzes here, the Shita here quotes Rashi and says, I don't know where Rashi gets this from. A Tumah Didrabanan, says the Shita Mukubetzes. Umashibirsh Rashi, Kancha Tumah Zumi Didrabanan, Resha Sof Tumah Latzes, Eino Iker. No, it's not true. And he says, what is true, and this is what other Rishonim say, the Ramban and the Rash and the Ritva, Ksubis Daf Yud Zayin, but he says, what's true is what Rashi himself says later on. If you look in Rashi later on, and the Ma'arav Ronsberg points this out, he says, look in Rashi later on. Problem. Rashi, Daf Lamed Ches in Beitza, right here, Lamed Ches Manav, Rashi quotes, Halacha L'moshe Misinai. Rashi quotes here on Lamed Ches Manav, Bidda Orais, it could go into Tumal Meis, Les Leibir of Adarach, Yitzias, Halacha Moshe Misinai, Kedamrina Besuka, Hilchas Tuma, Hachi Gemiri Lehu. So Stira and Rashi, that's a problem. Before we get to that, note that the Rambam also sounds like it's a din daraisa. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, doesn't quote anything about the Rabbanan. The Rambam just says, talking about Tumas Meis, Bayis Satum Shameis Besocho, if a closed house, Oshahayalo Pesach Uparis, Besima Vesatmo, Metame, Mikol Svivav, talking about not only is there Tumas Oel, but a little bit outside the Oel is also Metame. But then the Rambam quotes, Hameis Besocha Bayis Ubo Psachim Harbe. Bisman shekulam ne'ulim. when they are all locked, kulan tameim. They're all tamei. Va yoshev b'tzad kol pesach mehen tachas hatikra yotzei l'pesach nitva. And sitting right outside, niftach echan mehen. If one of them, one of the doorways was open, because that's the one you're taking the mace out, o shechashav lo hotzio b'echa mehen, right, base Hillel, right, or he thought, v'yavavi shechashav achar shemes hamace, even after the mace dies, you think that, afilu chashav lo hotzio b'chalon, shiarba larba, hitzil ala psachim kulan, all the other doorways are saved, vein tamei ela kenegat ha-pesach sheniftach, o shechashav alav, what, only that pesach, v'ashar tahorin, v'bnei shei ne'ulin, v're'ein abayis kekever, so the Rambam sounds like it's Daraisa. So issue number one is Rashi. Stira and Rashi. Rashi here says it's a Gzira de Rabbanan. Rashi later on at Daf Lamed Ches says it's a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So one easy answer is Machlokes. Machlokes. The Sfasema says we're talking about two different people here. Right? Who's talking here? Maybe the difference is between the authors. V'dochek efshar lomar, says the Sfas Emes. It's difficult, but maybe the Sfir Leila Rashi de be'emes raboshi of Rava pliki bazeh. De gam Rava moda de bidaraisa ein breira. Ella de Sfir Le de tumah de reid rabbanani. Lachin pirish Rashi yacha besal gadaydak de gamar Sfir Le de Rava de betarah flamafreya. V'chulu. Number one, maybe it's a machlokas. Okay, then you don't have to answer the Sfira. But that doesn't sound that way. So there are other answers given. The Simchas Yantif says maybe the difference is. One over there, once we know which Pesach, once the Pesach is open, so then the Tumah under that doorway is Daraisa. Until we know which doorways, when they're all closed, and we're going to be Matame, all of the doorways, that's Darabanan. They're both Chidushim, because they're both not the same doorway. They're not regular Tumah's Mace. But maybe that's the difference. Step one, while all the doorways are closed, and it's all Mishim Safek, then we could say that that's a Tumah Darabanan. But once one of them is open, and all the other ones now are saved, and only one of them is Tameh, so maybe that Tumah is Daraisa, and that's what Rashi is referring to there. You've got to look through the details to see if that's what Rashi is talking about over there, but that's the suggestion here, which is what Rashi is talking about there. And over there, Rashi just says, Derech Yitziyasa, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So maybe that's what it's referring to, just that one. The other answer, the Chazon Ish writes, in Dmai, in Tez Zayin Chaf Aleph, maybe it's really a Din Rabbanan, but Rashi is emphasizing that we're Machmir Ki'ilu it's Daraisa. Ki'ilu it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Maybe other laws of Tumah are Daraisa, we treat it as Daraisa, so here too maybe we would treat it as Daraisa. Okay, so issue number one is what's the level of Tumah, of this Tumah Sof, Tumah Latzeis. We know most Tumahs that we have are Daraisa, not Darabanan. Right, the Gemara here, right, mentioned, Afushe Tumah lo mafshinan. Right, we try not to make more Tumah, Tumah Darabanan. We try not to, because we don't want to be Matame Truma and Karbanos. You know, many other areas of Halacha, Rabbanan have no problem making gzeros and takanas d'Rabbanan. But when it comes to Tumah, we try not to make Tumah d'Araisas. There are enough Tumah d'Araisas that we have, right? In terms of all the categories of Tumah and the Avi Avos and the Avos of Tumah and the Rish and the Shein and the Shlishi Revi. So there are some, right? There are some by regarding the more diluted Tumahs, the Shlishis and the Revis. But most Tumahs that we have, I think, are Daraisa. So next conceptual question. How are we supposed to understand this concept of Sof Tumah Latzeis? Let's assume it's Daraisa, like the Rambam, like the Shibu Kubet says, that everything's Daraisa. Even when the doorways are closed, the Sof Tumah Latzeis, they're all Daraisa. And once one door opens, only one of them is Tameh. When we say they are all Tameh at the time before they're open, how are we supposed to understand that? So the Pashas you might have said is, each Pesach is Tameh Misafek, because this could be the doorway that the mace is going to go out of. You don't know which one it's going to go out of, but this could be the one that the mace is going to go out of. So that's why it is Tameh B'Torah Safek, in doubt. We don't know for sure. So that's one understanding. Or do we say no? Since we don't know, maybe the Chiddush of the Torah is that all of the Psachim are Tameh B'Torah Zvadai. All of them. Because we don't know, the motivation is because we don't know which one is going to be the one that the Mace is going to go out of. So therefore, they're all Tameh B'Torah Zvadai. Certain. Right? And that's what the Rush sounds like. That's what the Akronim point out. The Rush there in Aulis. In Aulis, we know in the classic Mishnayos, we have the Rambam, the Rash Mishans, and the Rush on the side. So the Rush on the side of our Mishnah says, let me just find it. Hameis Pirish, Kula Tameim, Kol Shetachas Amashkov, O Amahel Amalam and Amashkov, the Softum Alatzeis, Bechad Minayu, Velo Yadana Behe Minayu, we don't know which one, Hilkach, Chashivi Kulhu Kipsuchim. They're all considered as if they're open. Chashivi Kulan Kipsuchim. What is that adding? It could be, Rabbi Kiva Eger thinks, maybe it could be adding that they're all Tamei B'Torah Zvadai, not just Tamei B'Torah Safek. I mean, it could be a nafkamina. Nafkamina, what happens if a kli under these doorways touch truma? Do you have to burn it? Do you have to wait till it comes Tamei B'Torah Zvadai? But that's the chakira. Is it Tamei B'Torah Safek or B'Torah Zvadai? Based on this, Rabbi Kiva Eger, right here in Beitza, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, if it's B'Torah Safek, I have a problem. I think it has to be B'Torah Zvadai. Because if it's only B'Torah Safek, ask Rabbi Kiva Eger. Surprising question, but that he asks it. Why wouldn't you say, if it's only Tamei B'Torah Safek, why don't you say that there's bittul? There's nullification that happens. The kalim, whatever doorway the mace is eventually going to go out of, maybe those are the kalim that are really going to be turned into Tamei B'Torah Zvadai, right? If you say it's all B'Torah Safek, like approach A, why don't those kalim, aren't they butel in all the other kalim that are underneath the doorways, and therefore it should all be tahar. It should all be tahar. That's his kasha. Why don't you say bittel, the kalim tameim and the kalim tahorim? Says the Rabbi Kiva Eger. Bipshuta mashma, kiva de misafkinon be'eze pesach yotzienu, kol pesach u pesach u besafek tumah, de shemu sof tumah, latzi zerach sham. Right, that's the pashas, approach A. Ula zeh kasha, but that's difficult. Why? Kiva de sof sof lo nitmu rak kelim shem pesach echad, since lemaisa, what's going to be tamei vadai? Only the kelim in one. Imkein, yivtelu hakelim elu, bekelim shetachas apsachim achirim. Why don't you say there's bittel? Why don't you say there's bittel to those kelim? V'yaf, tavi dvarim chashuvim, even though we know the rule that dvarim chashuvim might not be batel. Where'd we have that? We had that earlier in this Masechta. Remember the eggs, kol shadarko limnos, and eshadarko limnos, certain eggs might not be batel, the special types of egg, goze prach, and rimone badon, whatever those things. So, even though kelim might be dvarim chashuvim, v'aftai dvarim chashuvim tahalo batli, become makom. We learned elsewhere that even dvarim chashuvim, if the iser was nolad in the ta'aroves, meaning the dvarim chashuvim never had a status separately until they were in the mixture, so then they would be batal anyway. So here, the kalim only became significant in halacha while everything was ready in the ta'aroves. They were ready in the doorways. And therefore, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, I think you should say bittel hachanami mace hamace b'shasha yukalim kulam tachas apsachim. Since the mace, the person died when the kalim already there, no lado iser b'taroves v'liftali, and it should be batel. So that's the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger. That he doesn't answer the kasha. He doesn't answer the kasha. But the achronim answer the kasha. Number one, the Tzemach David, one of the achronim on the later achronim on the Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Rappaport says, this is a mixture. You call this a mixture with all the doorways? You're right. You don't know, you know, which doorway it's going to be, but it's very hard to call that a mixture, to call that a taroves. And you need a taroves in order to say bittel, number one. Number two, Rav Shimon Shkap in the Shara Yoshar, Shimon Shkap in the Shara Yoshar says in Gimel Chav Beis, even if you say it's a mixture, when do you say there's bittel? Bittel means there's a suffix in the mitzias. You don't know, you know, which one. You have one hamburger that got mixed up with 50 hamburgers. You don't know which hamburger is the usher one. You don't know. It's a suffix in mitzias. You don't know the reality. Here, you don't know the reality that's in front of you. Is this a suffix that one of them is usher and all the other ones are mutter? Here, they're all equal. It's not that you have a mevatel and a misbatel. Sometimes a little milk falls into chicken soup, so the milk is going to be the misbatel, the nullified, and the chicken soup is going to be the mivatel, is going to be the nullifier. For every case of bittel, you need two different items. You need a mivatel and a misbatel. Here, says Rav Shimon Shkap, they're all equal. every doorway and all the kalim under the doorways, they're all of equal status. So you can't say bittul if they're not opposites that are going to clash. You read his lashon. He says, "V'apizel lo kasha midi dekoki agavna leko bittul barov kiva chagam degam b'mitzius hamitus lo nesiachid pesach echad l'tuma rakulam reuyim she'echad mehem yisuf tovalates." They're all roy kulam tovei b'safek. And therefore they're all equal, and it's not mistaver that bittul would take place here. So maybe there's no taroves, maybe there's no mevatel and mismatel, and the Tzemach David had said, maybe here there's a suffix even without the taroves. So maybe that's why there's no bittul. When's bittul? You know what something is. It's similar, but it's a different focus. Bittul is where you have A and you have a lot of B, and one falls in. But here, there was never a you don't know before anything started. There's a something even without the mixture, and therefore you would say that there is no problem. But anyway, that's the kasha that all the achronim get into. Rabbi Yeager's kasha about bittul, and then all of the answers. Remember, related to this is the yesod of many rishonim about Brera and Bittel related to each other. Right, I'll read Tosis and Temura. Tosis and Temura, Daf Lama, they ask the Kasha. Right, we know our Daf here talks of Brera, that a later clarification, you could see the source of that even in the past. So ask the Tosfos in Temura, Daf Lama, so why do you say this ever Bittel? Right. If you say Brera, just take out, or even if there's not enough for Bittel, take, let's say one hamburger got mixed in to all the others. So take one out and say, oh, Brera, this was the hamburger that was Nesar. That's the Kashi. You know there's an answer to that question. But that's what Tosfos asks. Yesh lo tabua, da'aka mashma, shim iser mura beheter, no tela iser, v'som chanal Brera, momar shizewa iser shen istalik. But he says, "Im kein b'chol iser amu'urav." Every iser that's murav beheter rely on brera. V'nishkol kishir ha'iser v'idaf lishtru. Say the rest is mutter. Right? This is related to this bittul question of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So says Tosfos, and this is said by other rishonim too. No. You could only say brera. He says, "Klal gadol v'omer mori haram." Klal gadol b'dinze. Devadai kol davar shechuvar ha'iser mitchila v'yachriach nesarei beheter. If there's an iser that's clear and then it's murav beheter, then you don't rely on brera, because you know what was usher beforehand. Brer is when there's something that was not clarified, and now you're going to clarify it. Something that was clarified beforehand, and now it got mixed up, and now you want to re-clarify it, so that brer is not going to work there. Lo samchida brer kibin the taruva sohaya be'isser. Aval handi taruva san beheter. Kia isser lo haya mavur kodem taruva so. Uliacher taruva no la re'isser. You can rely on Brera if right now you are creating what the Isser is going to be. But if the Isser was Asser even beforehand, and now it got mixed in, and then you're going to try to re-clarify, so who says it's the same one? Who says this is the same hamburger if I take it out afterwards? So that's why it wouldn't apply. Finally, the last section to discuss here is a tshuva of the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen quotes an ancient custom. Ancient custom. Let's say there was a mace in a city. In a house. And the burial, as we know, the cemeteries were always outside the city. So let's say there were different gates to get outside the city. So he quotes a minhag that the Kohanim, if there was a mace in the city, the Kohanim would not go out any of the doorways of the gates of the city. Because sof to malatzeis. Maybe the mace is going to go out one of these gates, right? They're going to be suffered the soft tomalatzes. That's his discussion here in the Pesachim in Simon Chav Dalet. So this is a huge chiddush. Why? Because he himself notes you have a lot. It's not in a house in a doorways to the house. There are many there's a lot of air until you get there. You have to go through the streets, you have to go through, but this is an old minhag that's quoted. It's 2 days in the Ramah. It's quoted in Yaradeya, in Shin Ayin Aleph Sif Dalet. The Ramah has 2 days about it. The Dogam Ervava, the Noda Behuda is Mako here. The Maharit says, that the, maybe Shvi Machmir, because the Chashash isn't Sof to Malatzeis. The issue is, when the Kohen goes out, the Mace might be coming out at the same exact time, and he might meet each other under the gate. That's the Chashash. Either way, this is a discussion that the Truma Sedeshin has. The Ramah quotes an ancient Minog. Metzias is really different nowadays, so we don't have the gates of the cities, so it won't really come up, but this is something that was quoted in those days. Okay, we'll stop here.